USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Protests against COVID-19 public health measures entered their second weekend in Canada. Trucks boxed out the downtown core of Ottawa, the Canadian nation's capital. Big rigs and other vehicles with signs blasting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau blocked main arteries and intersections. By midday Saturday, 1,000 vehicles, about 5,000 protesters, and at least 300 counter-protesters were reportedly in the streets of Ottawa. The police chief there described the scene as a siege, adding it's something that is different from what he's experienced in his life. As far as the ongoing pandemic, South Korea logged more than 38,000 new cases, setting another daily record in its current surge due to the Omicron variant. That country has also recorded its 1 millionth case this weekend. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hundreds of peaceful protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis Saturday, days after Amir Locke was fatally shot by a Minneapolis police SWAT team while executing a no-knock warrant on behalf of the St. Paul Police Department. Among the protesters was Karen Wells, Locke's mother.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Amir, a black man, was fatally shot 3 times after he was spotted with a weapon as he was waking up, though his finger was not on the trigger. Many of the protesters called for several resignations, including from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and Interim Police Chief Amelia Huffman. The incident comes as the city is still dealing with the fallout over the police murder of George Floyd, another black man. A federal trial for 3 officers involved in Floyd's death began about 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
In case you missed it, a jobs report at the end of the week was a nice surprise for economists. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Reaction continuing to come in to a surprising jobs report on Friday, with the economy adding 467,000 jobs, far exceeding the 150,000 jobs expected by economists. The unemployment rate ticked up slightly to 4%, but the labor force participation rate rose to 62.2%, the highest level since the pandemic began in February 2020. As far as what these numbers mean, Chief Economist with LinkedIn, Kim Kimbrough, tells MSNBC.
Employers are looking beyond the virus right now. They're ready to hire. And it also suggests, based on our data, that we're seeing a lot more applications per role, a lot more people applying to multiple roles. So it suggests to us as well that people are starting to look beyond Omicron and are starting to come back into the job market. Early days, but a very positive sign.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Germany's Johann Ludwig is the Olympic champion in men's luge, adding the gold to the World Cup title he won already this season. It's the 11th time in 16 Olympics that a German man has won the luge title. That includes the days of East and West Germany. We have more news for you at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from New York.